Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn every kitchen into a haven of flavor and fun. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're unraveling the secrets of the ultimate cookout sauce. So grab your aprons, because we're about to spice up your grill game like never before. Ever caught yourself daydreaming about that perfect, smoky, sweet sauce that just transforms your barbecue? Well, dream no more. Today, not only will we discover what goes into making such an irresistible sauce, but I'll also guide you through each step to ensure you nail it on your first try. First things first, let's talk ingredients. You'll need 1 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of honey, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 1/2 teaspoon each of garlic powder and onion powder. And here's the kicker. Our secret ingredients, 1 tablespoon of molasses and 1 teaspoon of liquid smoke. These components bring that classic cookout flavor, with molasses adding a rich, deep sweetness and liquid smoke infusing just the right amount of smokiness. Stirring it. Now let's fire up that stove and start cooking. Begin with a medium-sized saucepan over low heat. Toss in all your ingredients. That's right, just pile them in. Stir them gently to prevent any sticking or burning. This is crucial for achieving that silky, smooth texture. As things start to warm up, you'll notice the sauce thinning. Keep stirring. After about 5 minutes, crank up the heat to medium and let it simmer. Watch as it thickens to the perfect consistency, coating the back of a spoon just right. Don't forget the taste test. Maybe it needs a bit more tang or sweetness. Adjust it to your liking. That's the beauty of homemade. You're the chef, and your palate is the guide. Cling of a spoon on a put. And there you have it, folks, your very own mouth-watering cookout sauce. Ready to slather on ribs, drizzle over burgers, or dip those grilled veggies. But wait, before you rush off to the grill, let's talk storage. If you've made a batch too big to use at once, no worries. This sauce stores beautifully. Just pour it into an airtight container and it'll keep in the fridge for up to a week or freeze it for longer storage. Remember, the key to great cooking is not just following a recipe, but making it your own. Experiment with the spices, tweak the sweetness, and create a sauce that's uniquely yours. That's what makes cooking so much fun. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. I hope today's episode inspires you to fire up that grill and try out your new favorite cookout sauce. Be sure to join us next time for more tips, tricks, and delicious recipes. Until then, keep cooking and stay hungry, my friends.